Good evening, good evening. Okay, page 44, bottom line. Simon Tov, Mem Zayin Tziv Beis. Chomet Shenisar B'Shei Shois. We discussed, yes, last year, the halachas of Chomet, which is not Bottle B'Shishim. We spoke about the fact that Chomet is different than any other Yisurim, and he won't be nullified when you've got 60 against it. Yeah, that's what we learned about Chomet. Anything else will be Bottle B'Shishim. Chomet is the exception, and it's not Bottle B'Shishim. And what happens if Chomet gets into a food, and it's not quite Pesach yet, it's Erev Pesach after Chatzos? Why should it be different? It's not Pesach yet. Yeah, that's right. And that's indeed what the Shulchan Aruch teaches us. Chomet shenis arev meshei shoyis. If Chomet gets, bottom line of page 44, Chomet shenis arev meshei shoyis. If Chomet gets mixed up, meshei shoyis from chatzos, v'lem alon on, ad alayla, until nacht, eino oise b'mashu. It won't, it's not going to be oso b'mashu. Elodine kishar isurim. You can't eat indeed. Yes, and therefore it's going to be bottle, it's still going to be oso, but it's going to be bottle b'shishim. And this extra halacha that won't apply it. The chum of the chometz halacha only applies once Pesach comes in. And that period between chatzos and nacht, that would be bottle b'shishim like any other isurim, as opposed to bottle b'mut. Pardon? If it's bottle b'shishim, you could eat it, yes.
Even on Pesach?
Yeah, you could eat it on. Yeah, that would be a different discussion as to chozav and air. But for the moment, we can assume as yes. Hello, kedin shar isurim v'noisin tam lifgam nam yishori. Also, if it's noisin tam lifgam, if something is the taste has gone bad by being older than 24 hours, plius which are more than 24 hours, are called noisin tam lifgam. And here too, normally on Pesach noisin tam lifgam is also, but over here it's going to be mutter. So the additional chumras and stringencies which we have with regards to chomet on Pesach, that only applies when it's actual Pesach, as opposed to from Chatzos until nightfall. That, because it's not Koros yet. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Tezvav, Meshei Shois from 6 hours. Afal pi d'loy ken alav bizmanahu, although it is Chayav Malkus, and Achilas on eating, Gam also be'anam in HaTorah, and it's also on a Torah level, also to have benefit, Mikol Makan HaRas, given the Ein Chiyuv Koros, there's no obligation, there's no Koros yet. Person doesn't get punishment, of course, at that point. As a man asah, lo yichmiru bechomim. Chachomim were not particularly stringent. Let's mashu to asu it and to forbid the mashu. V'chein b'chom the noisin tam lifgam. And also with regards to, similarly also with regards to the chumra of noisin tam lifgam, they are extra chumras. They are extreme chumras, and they will only apply once Pesach comes in.
But noisin tam lifgam means the time of the chomim makes a bad taste.
No, if the blias are already noisin tam lifgam, the actual if. No. An example would be if you've got chometz, which is the bias in a potato first. They were cooked with chometz, was cooked with a potato, but it was over 24 hours ago. So then, yeah, and then it will be considered nursing time lifgam. So normally, noisin tam lifgam, we're going to say that it's on Pesach is also. It's going to be. It doesn't make a difference the fact that it's noisin tam lifgam. Yes. 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 But over here, we're going to say that since noisin tam lifgam, the players are over 24 hours old. Therefore, it's going to be mutter. It would be on Pesach. If this same scenario would happen on Pesach, noisin tam lifgam would be awesome. He could also. That's the old question, which needs a lot of discussion. What's the difference between mashu and noisin tam lifgam? But there's a big difference. One is a mashu is because of the amount, and one is because of its age. Yeah, it doesn't make a difference how much it is. It could be that it's half, it's 50% of the potato. It could be that it's the same size than a potato. Nevertheless, it's not. It doesn't go with bittul. It goes with noisin tam lifgam. But that's the halach of noisin tam lifgam. Noisin tam lifgam after 24 hours, the beers become mutter, generally. They become, even if you don't taste it physically, something in beers which are over 24 hours old, they are considered noisin.
It's cooked before the night of, say, the night.
It goes according to 24 hours.
So if it was cooked on the afternoon of Erev Pesach,
yep. Yep. It will become mutter. Yeah, that's correct.
Up until, say, the night.
Yeah. Now, there is an additional stringency that we're going to be discussing, Mitz Hashem, which is just like Bittel B'Shishim. Just like Bittel B'Shishim doesn't apply on Pesach itself, so similarly also knows in Tamliv Kam, he's Choy Zvenea and wakes up again on Pesach. But that's leaving this out for now, but just for the actual Yisoid. Siv Gimel. Okay, Siv Gimel goes into the following Shaila. Imagine you cook a chicken and you find a bit of genuine grain of wheat in the chicken. It could be even, these are stories that did happen, you have a chicken on Seder night, and lo and behold, as you eat the chicken, after you go through all the Seder, you go through Maggid, you go through Matzah, you go through Moroi, you go through, and then you sign Shulchan Oirech, and then you open up the, you eat the chicken, you open the chicken, finally you get to the chicken, you eat the chicken. Pardon?
Breadcrumbs.
Yeah. Not breadcrumbs, not literally, chito. Wheat in the chicken. What do you do after the screaming and yelling? And what do you do then? What's the halacha? Or perhaps in the Shulchan Aruch's case, a little bit different. What if this doesn't happen on Seder? If this happens on Erev Pesach, you're all prepared on Erev Pesach. You have a bit of chicken for. What should it be? What should we make the scenario? Of chicken on... You're going to eat something. Pesach is always... Everybody's hungry on Erev Pesach, no? Always hungry. Is that just in my house or is that everywhere? Erev Pesach, everybody's hungry.
Fresh and vegetables are the only way,
huh? Exactly. Everybody's hungry on Erev Pesach, yeah? So the only way... So you have cold... that's that. Okay. Fine. Here's the Eitzah by side. So what happens if you've got Erev Pesach, you find a chicken and in the chicken, you find... Chito. Now the shaila is as follows. The shaila is the chito was cooked, the wheat was cooked in the chicken. So what would you assume could be the shaila? And might be the shaila and will be the shaila. Very good. That the wheat has become has what? Very good. Absolutely. And what would be there subsequently? What will it affect? The chicken. So now what would you normally so chicken should be also? Are we agreeing on that? Because if chametz in the chicken, it was cooked. Yeah, chicken was cooked with chametz in it, and now the whole chicken should become also. Are we agreeing on that?
Yes.
Oh, says the Shulchan Aruch, Siv Gimel Chito Shenimtzeis Hechito wheat which was found be'erev Pesach on erev Pesach betanegoiles in a chicken mevushelet which was cooked. Mutter, now please ignore the word of the Shulchan Aruch. And we're going to go with the Mishnah Berurah's understanding. He reads in Sefkot and Chof, you see, the Betelo B'Shishim, contrary to what our edition says. So the Betelo B'Shishim, it is Bottle B'Shishim. Bottle B'Shishim. Why is it Bottle B'Shishim? What, how does it work? Why? Oh, but when did this happen? When was this? When is it happening? On Erev Pesach. And what did we just say about Erev Pesach? Erev Pesach, Shishim does work. So you are right in your thought process, but since this is on Erev Pesach, Shishim does work. Continue Shulchan Aruch, very much in line to what you are saying. Havalim chimimah tanegoilis v'Pesach. But if you heated up this chicken on Pesach, be'oid, while shachit b'soicha, the wheat was inside it still, This wheat, this chometz, will still give tam, will still spread its taste of chometz besoicha into the chicken. But Pesach on Pesach, v'haver mashu, and as Rabbi Yossel suggests, so then it will be also the whole chicken will be also. Although it's bottle b'shishim, it may be bottle b'shishim, but it's not going to help. He will not be bottle b'shishim, although you've got 60 against it, because on Pesach, as you said, it's mashu, and therefore the chicken becomes also. So it's very straightforward application of the halachas we learned earlier. So again, you've got a chametz which is found, wheat which is found in the chicken. If you find an Erev Pesach, you can eat. What are you meant to do? Take it out. Very good. Yeah, very good. Shulchan Aruch doesn't actually tell us that, but you're right. You take out the chametz, obviously. The chametz will never become mutter. You take out the grain, you take out the wheat, and you enjoy the chicken. That's if it happens on Erev Pesach, because it's bottle b'shishim. Because you've got one bit of grain, you've got a big chicken, you can eat it before Pesach. Do you have to eat it before Pesach? You mean because of Chayzev Ne'er? Yeah, do you have to eat it?
Everything that you relied on the buffalo was Shishim Erev Pesach. It changes its status as it goes in the Pesach and validates it?
Yes, yeah, so that's we're going to discuss that later. That's going to be the discussion later. That's going to be Siv Dalet. We'll get to what will happen opposite. That's Siv Dalet. So we're going to get to that. I mean, it's Hashem soon to answer your question. We're going to speak to that. We're going to see to that. But if Lemais, you ignored it, you left the wheat inside it, and you cooked it over again. And you cooked it over again on Pesach. So what's going to be the halacha then? With the wheat inside it, chicken becomes also. Yeah? It's not part of the shishim. Because you need mashu. It's also aflub mashu. Does that make sense?
So why do we need...
This is took. You recooked it.
You recooked it.
You couldn't face it. Wheat in the chicken. Forget it. Get out of it. Keep it inside. Keep it away. Don't want to see it. And then Benad, you cooked it over again. So, okay. Now, if you wouldn't see it, yeah. Yeah, if it's not nikkur, the same halacha will apply. Here again, it's all based on the fact that it is visible and recognizable, then you take it out. If you cannot take it out because it's all mixed up and it's all mixture that it cannot be recognized, then the same halacha will apply. You could actually even eat that. Yeah, it will be bottle.
But on Pesach, have you reheated it?
Then it's anyway b'mashu. It's going to be also afilu b'mashu.
But we don't say that since it was already not nikkur before Pesach.
Correct. Yeah, it's still the time. That's the time. Continues the Rama. Umi ubechimun beklisheni elochush. Very interesting. This is a very very long dishiknaich over here. Now we know that. Okay, so imagine you took that chicken now, which had the wheat inside it. You didn't take the wheat out, and you didn't eat the chicken on Erev Pesach. What you did is you kept the chicken, you took it, and you reheated it on Pesach. Now we just said, if you reheat it on Pesach, what happens? No. We didn't say Chayz V'Neh. Yeah, no, but it's not Chayz V'Neh. Chayz V'Neh is a different concept. That's Siv Dalet. It just gives that time again. It's not waking up again. Chayz V'Neh means that it's waking up. That's something else. That you've got renewed taste that is going out of the wheat. No, it's not. We'll get to the Chayz V'Neh. Chayz V'Neh is that you didn't bishel it again. You didn't do a new bishel. And it's just raking up from yesterday. We'll get to that. That Chayzev Ne'er means something else. This over here is talking about you reheated it, and consequently, new taste went out of the wheat and made the whole chicken chaman steak. Yeah? What happens though? That we know there is a halacha that klirishen on Shabbos. We know klirishen cooks. What about klisheni? Does klisheni, are you over on bishul the klisheni?
Yes.
When? Very good. So only Kaleb Bishul. But generally speaking, Klisheni, and Marashal, Gemara says, Klisheni doesn't go. Are you allowed to make a coffee on Shabbos? Are you allowed to, who else do we use a Klisheni? What else do we do in a Klisheni? Do you add, I don't know, on a second vessel, what do you do on a Klisheni? Yeah, croutons in a Klisheni, absolutely, yeah. Who else? Do you put something, do you put anything in a bowl, in a Klisheni? You're allowed to make a tea or coffee in a cliche. Yeah, granules, clicheni. We're allowed to, right? There's no, people don't do clicheni.
Some people say to do a
cliche. Clicheshi, all right, okay.
Pouring the water straight onto the granules.
Yeah, all right, if you want to do that. Yeah, all right, okay. But, okay, very nice. Chomos, there's reason for this. But in principle, Abayi said, the Gemara says, a klirishin is mevashal, a klishen is not mevashal. Now, I know there's some exceptions. Yad nachves boy, the chaya odom, kale abishal, the mishnah bura. I know there's some chomos. But in principle, klisheni, and mevashal. Are we on? Are we agreeing, right? So therefore, what's going to be the halacha Abayi say? Lom de shashayles. Ask the Rama, what happens if you've got a chicken, and the chicken has got a bit of chomos inside it? And I cooked it on Erev Pesach. It was bottled with shishim. The chometz was bottled with shishim. Now, I know, we just said a minute ago, that if I reheat it on Pesach, it's going to be a problem because it's also afilu b'mashu. But what happens if I don't cook it on a klirishen, but I cook it, this chicken now, in a klisheni? I cook it in a klisheni. I put the chicken in a klisheni. As simple as that.
I transfer it
to a klisheni. And that is where it gets reheated in a klisheni kind of heat. And that's where I want to know now if the chametz in the chicken will spread its tam, its chametz, its issa into the chicken in a klisheni. Beautiful shaila. Really beautiful shaila. Because we know normally, klisheni enim marashal. What's the din in such a case? So I've got a chicken with chametz inside it, which was heated up on Erev Pesach, bottle b'shishim. All right, I'm accepting that. But now I put the chicken in a klisheni. Hot. Piping hot. What would be the halacha? I don't want to go into the vagush. Yeah. So says the Ramah, indeed, Shulchan Aruch says, it's fine. In a klisheni, Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Chav Dalet explains famously, it's Mishnah Berurah, fourth white line, Halachos Svira le klisheni ein bekoich lehaflit ulavia. A klisheni does not have the power, the strength, to be maflit, to give taste and to absorb taste. It's too weak. Klisheni cannot spread the taste of the chametz. Pesach, somehow, as stringent on Pesach, the klisheni does give out the tam. For Tov Lahachmir, it is right to be stringent. In Mayatze, let us boy, if it's very hot, then you should be stringent. Because some hold that it's not considered a klisheni if it's really hot. Right, okay, this is perhaps an additional chumra over here. That klisheni is mafrid mavliya on Pesach, and we are machmir on Pesach for klisheni, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah seems to be machmir. And here comes now Siv Dalet, what the beginning has been waiting for. That's yours. Okay. Spreading, yes. So that piece is not a discussion over here. If that's recognizable and you can see that grain, you've got to take it out. You took it out. No, it was there. When you put in the klisheni, it was still there. After you put in the klisheni, then you took it out. And now the question is if the rest of the chicken is mutter or not.
If that same thing were going to
a then it would be also. It would be also. Absolutely. The whole chicken would be also, even if you take that thing out now. No, so that's the chiddush of klisheni. So that's the chiddush of klisheni. That's Gemara. You're asking Hashem the Gemara and Shah. Gemara says a klirishin is mvashal, is mafrid umavliya, and klirishin is, and klisheni isn't. Good question. Why attack it? I can't explain it chemically, but that's what the Gemara says. It's one of those questions which is really hard to understand. You have a piping hot klisheni, you put your finger in there, you get burnt. And yet, the Gemara says, klisheni ain't a mevashal. Yeah, it's very hard to understand, I agree. It's one of those questions.
The temperature's gone down.
Nope. The Gemara doesn't say that. You could have a very hot klisheni. It has to do with the fact that the Tfanois and Mechamois, there is some logic explanation. The Gemara says that Klirishin, the walls of the Kli are in increasing heat and are increasing and it's getting hotter and hotter. In a Klisheni, the Tfanois are Mekarois, Metzanois, the Tfanois are cooler and are decreasing. And therefore there's less power, it doesn't spread as much. But it requires understanding. Okay, Siv Dalet now is going to be the Seif. Yes, Gideon, here we are. So, Im Nisarev HaChometz Koedim Pesach. Okay, we've got a scenario now that, let's say, you made a Pesach cake. What's the tastiest Pesach cake? Any recipes about Isai? Which one? Yeah, which one?
Marble
chocolate? Marble and chocolate, all right.
It sometimes even tastes nicer than
really?
No.
Okay, I'm going to knock on your door then.
Kind of squelchy and...
All right, okay, I know where to go. All right, so you're making that squelchy chocolate cake, really good, fine. Now what happens is that without you realizing, and everybody feels really bad, they're really sorry about this, a bit of chametz fell into it. All right, okay, but it's too good to just chuck it. So, and note, note that it will happen on Erev Pesach, everybody's busy, come on, can't chuck this one, it's Erev Pesach, we don't have time to, and it was Batel B'Shishim. So we learned that does Batel B'Shishim work? Does it get nullified before Pesach? Yes or no? The answer is yes, it is nullified before Pesach. If the same would happen on Pesach, halacha is naftali. It's not Batel. But now, since this took place, this comet that fell into that chocolate cake, his Batel B'Shishim now on Erev Pesach. Very good. Okay, that's what happened. So, im nisarev ha-chometz koedim ha-Pesach. Chometz got mixed up into that food before Pesach. When his Batel B'Shishim and he got nullified B'Shishim. Says Shulchan Aruch, what happens on Pesach? We learned a minute ago that but it does get nullified before Pesach. But on Pesach, what happens on Pesach? Surely it would make sense to say, on Pesach, there's no Batel B'Shishim. If the same scenario Naftali just said, if the same would happen on Pesach, you're making this cake on Pesach, and there's a bit of chametz that falls into it, we're going to say, hey, Batel B'Shishim doesn't work, Batel B'Shishim doesn't work. It's also, even if you've got 1,000 times the chametz, it remains also. So surely it would make sense to say that although the chametz got into the cake before Pesach, but now when Pesach kicks in, it would make sense to say that what? It would make sense to say that. Yeah, that's right. The chometz alive and well. That's the words. That's the words. So no. You don't say that. The chometz which fell into the cake before Pesach and it got nullified, got Batel B'Shishim, will not return. Veneo gets woken up by Pesach on Pesach. Less so to forbid the food b'mashu with the tiny amount. That's the bad news. And some disagree. Some disagree. Some hold that, no, it does get waken up. So Reb Gideon, to clarify, this is not by the renewed cooking. This is as Pesach comes in, the argument would be, if we hold Chayz of Ener, then we hold that as Pesach comes in, this cake becomes also. Because it's Chayz of Ener. Batel B'Shishim was valid, worked until Pesach, but on Pesach, it's not Chayz of Ener anymore.
After Pesach,
yeah. No, you probably wouldn't. Good question. The knas of Chometz Shel Pesach wouldn't apply on that. How do we paskin? Now, this is very important, Abosai. This is definitely going with Dailopian's Mahalach. And I know there's other poskim who rely on that. So what would be the case?
Factories would be very common.
So let's assume you buy some Pesach cakes, assuming they're edible. I don't know if they're not nifsamech. I'm saying if they're they're good. Yeah. All right,
they're made properly.
So imagine, yeah. So yeah. I mean, why are you saying that there's chometz shilas there? You say that perhaps something ended up chometz sticks. No, I don't think so. But how do we paskin? How do we paskin?
So you've used your regular oven.
Yeah.
Before Pesach.
Yes.
You cook things for Pesach.
Yes. That's going into the Nois and Tam Lifgam.
The ingredients were all completely because of the Pesach. But you did it in your oven.
Very good. That's a good one. Yeah. So, Mistama, that's what Dailopi meant. So let's think about that for a minute. If you use your regular chometz oven on Erev Pesach, now how much chometz is there compared to the cake you're baking there?
Zero.
Let's say you didn't clean it 100%. Let's say there's a bit of chometz there. Okay, let's say you cleaned it out, but you still found
you didn't make a Pesach cake.
But there's still some bleeders there. There's something there. So the argument, yeah. Let's say, you know what? I want to just think through with you. What could be the problem to use a chometz stick oven? You can use a chometz stick oven according to this chayz of aner. Why? Because you use a chametz, the oven, what's the worst that can happen? You've got the blias of chametz that go into the cake. Now, the blias are definitely going to be bottle of shishim. Definitely. And it's got, you know, it's in Tamil Gam as well, but never mind that. It's bottle of shishim. So once it's bottle of shishim, so we're going to say now that it's bottle of shishim, Erev Pesach, it's bottle of shishim. Now, what's the worst that could happen on Pesach? You're going to say what? Chayz v'ne'er, perhaps. It's waking up again. But if we don't hold of Chayz v'ne'er, then it's fine. Beautiful. If you're heating it up again, yeah. So you don't heat it up again. Yeah, better not heat it up. But fine. Yeah, you keep it cold, yeah, fine. Don't heat it up. What kind of thing are you heating up again? Yeah, do it cliché-y. What do you mean? Cliché-y, we learn now it's not a problem. You need to know. You have to think about how to heat it. Yeah, cook it, you have to reheat. Okay.
But how can some people hold a chayz v'ne'er and some people not hold it? Either it exists or doesn't.
It's a machlokes. Look at the Gemara Paskin, let's just finish it off. V'noegin kesvar rishona, bechol taruv v'shu lach belach. We generally Paskin like the first opinion when it's lach belach, when it's liquids. Miu b'dov ha'yovesh, but when it comes to a solid item, shenis arev, which got mixed up, when you have to really consider that maybe something ends up in the mixture, kugan passion of aliyah, the bread ends up in the wine. Although it was taken away, also by Pesach, the wine remains also on Pesach. Because we are concerned, because perhaps leftover bits and pieces are in the wine for nice and time by Pesach, and it still gives taste. So if it's a liquidy, if it's a bit of something which ends up in the wine, bread that ends up in wine, we're concerned there's some substance which is there, that's going to be also. But if it's lach pelach, if it's complete liquids, we are makel. So what do you tell me? Belias will go into the category of lach pelach. If it's belias. Good question. So I don't know, because I think that the look at the last words of the Ramah. What is he bothered about? What is he concerned about? He's worried about bits and pieces floating around in the wine. It appears that is his concern. Therefore, say if there's blias, that's not going to be pirurim. Yeah. By the way, I just noticed now something which I must have forgotten. Because look at Mishnah Berurah Kotan Lamed Aleph, and that's in line to what you were saying. For Noegin Kisvar Rishona, Mutar Afilu Chozer V'Chimo BePesach. You can even reheat it again. If it's Lach Belach, you can reheat it again. For Noegin Kisvar Rishona. Okay, we're going to have to discuss it a little bit more tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, but that's the aside. It's really, really important that there's a machlokas. You're asking a question, how can it be that there's a machlokas? What's the...
I mean,
there's many machlokas like this in Shas. We want to know if Chayz v'ne'er. We want to know as to whether the blias.
What's as far as saying that it doesn't exist?
That it's bottle of shishim already.
On Pesach, we don't.
It happened before Pesach. It was Chayz v'ne'er is that it was cooked on Erev Pesach and it became bottle of shishim. Finished. That's it. End of story. That's the lemafreya question. Basically, lemafreya. Yeah, I suppose lemafreya. The opinion of Chayz v'ne'er holds that as Pesach comes in, it's not nullified anymore. It's now reawakened. That's probably the bigger chiddush. Probably that's the bigger chiddush. Because you cannot make chias ameisim of something. But if the time is bottled, then how can you reawaken it?
If the kugel never existed on Pesach, then why would it not?
This is the kugel that exists on Erev Pesach, and it was bottled with shishim.
If it doesn't exist on Pesach, right? Then it should. Then anything that relied on bottled with shishim as you go into Pesach should be susceptible to.
According to Chayz v'ne'er, it is indeed.
Because if you've got two different realities.
The Erev Pesach reality.
The reality of Bafo Shishim existing and Pesach reality of not existing.
But how can something which is nullified already, how can it be de-nullified? Does that make sense? We're inventing new words, but it's alright. Yeah, it's hard to understand. But that's the nice how the opinion holds. Right, okay, more on this tomorrow. Be'ezer Hashem Yisbach Shamayim. I wish you a very good evening.